But what I can't understand, said Barker, flinging up his fingers with a feverish American movement, is why you don't care about anything else but your games. The king stopped sharply in the act of lifting the silken remnants, dropped them, and walked up to Barker, looking at him steadily. I made a kind vow, he said, that I would not talk seriously, which always means answering silly questions. But the strong man will always be gentle with politicians. The shape my scornful looks deride required a god to form. If I may so theologically express myself, and for some reason I cannot in the least understand, I feel impelled to answer that question of yours, and to answer it as if there were really such a thing in the world as a serious subject. You ask me why I don't care for anything else. Can you tell me, in the name of all the gods you don't believe in, why I should care for anything else? Don't you realize common public necessities? Cried Barker. Is it possible that a man of your intelligence does not know that it is everyone's interest? Don't you believe in Zoroaster? Is it possible that you neglect mumbo-jumbo? Returned the king, with startling animation. Does a man of your intelligence come to me with these damned early Victorian ethics? If, on studying my...